pray. God of light and life, we come to you seeking your loving embrace as we attempt to escape the darkness that seems ever around us. Remind us to take the love you have offered us and share it with those around us. We ask this and all things in the name of Christ, who teaches us to love. Amen. Oh, I love the way you love me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Oh, to feel the way I feel with your arms around me. I only wish that all could see the way you love me. Anybody recognize those words? Faith Hill. Natalie, my wife, that's her favorite country singer, completely by coincidence that we mention it today. But yes, it's from the song The Way You Love Me by Faith Hill. It's a song about passionate, unselfish love being offered by the partner of the singer. And she's so amazed by their love that she wishes her partner could feel the way she feels when they love her. It would make for a great intro if I had the technology to be able to do so for this message, because that's what we're here to talk about today, love. In the gospel reading today, Christ spends his entire time on this theme because he wants it to be made clear that above all else, we are called to love one another. It's so important to him that it's not just a teaching that he hopes that they follow, nor is it a suggestion of how they are to be with one another. No. When it came to loving each other, Christ made it a commandment, an order, that every person who wished to follow him must carry out. This is my commandment, he says, that you love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. These are not new words to us. As followers of Christ, along with the commission to teach and baptize, we are to love. We place this commandment above all other directives in our lives, or at least we're supposed to. The problem is that though Jesus may very well have said this, and I believe he did, other gospel writers changed the wording, making the commandment a little harder to carry out. In the Gospel of Mark, a very similar commandment shows up. First, Christ says, love God with everything you have, your heart, mind, body, spirit, everything. Love God. And he says, love your neighbor as yourself. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? To treat others as you would be treated, to do no harm to others that you wouldn't wish on yourself, to love your neighbors as you would be loved. These are paraphrasings of the golden rule found in most religions around the world. And though at their core they are perfect, when we try to live them out, we falter. Though it would be great if we treated others as we wish to be treated, we often live thinking we are undeserving of another's respect. And what a better world it would be if we do no harm to others that we wouldn't have done to ourselves, but we often are the hardest on ourselves. We often spend our lives hurting ourselves. And worst of all, despite them being from the Savior's mouth, it would be amazing if we could love others as we love ourselves, but we don't. We don't love ourselves. Many people hate themselves. They hate their bodies. They hate their minds. And if that's how we love ourselves, it's no wonder our love for one another is so broken so often. But we have four Gospels. And maybe, just maybe, Christ knew how hard on ourselves that we are. In the coming kingdom, where we have perfect union with God, perfect union with one another, then yes, to love ourselves, love others as we love ourselves will be a perfect love. But we aren't there yet. So until then, Christ offers us another way, a beautiful way. In his commandment found in the gospel today, he calls us to love one another not as we love ourselves, because that's not good enough, but as he had loved us. And his love is like this. He fed others with what he had, even when he had little. He taught us not just to tolerate one another, not just to tolerate our differences, but to celebrate the diverse tapestry that is God's work in creation. He healed people who others saw as broken beyond repair. He embraced those that society had cast off. He loved so broadly and so deeply that he loved his friend Lazarus back to life. And in his final acts of love, he died, forgiving those who betrayed him, forgiving those who persecuted him, forgiving all in all. And when love seemed to end, when love breathed its last, he showed us in his rising that indeed his love will go on. That's another song. What an amazing love that Christ loved us with. What an amazing love that God loves us with. What an immense responsibility we have. It's really no wonder that when asked about the golden rule, we jump to love your neighbor as yourself. Because that's easy. I mean, if we're really lazy, we just have to be indifferent to ourselves. Then we can be just be indifferent to everybody. Because if we really loved each other as Christ loved us, it would mean a lot of work. Because there's a lot of people out there that I want to love, but oh, they get on my nerves. It's not about that. The number of times that Peter got on Jesus' nerves, and yet Jesus still loved him no matter what. The deep love that goes beyond the conflicts that arise between us. The deep love that binds us. If we loved each other with that kind of love, we'd have to give up one of the things in the world that we love most, more than our stuff, more than ourselves. We love judging each other. We love it. We love to gossip, to say who's in and who's out and why. We assume the worst in our neighbor, because if we assumed the best, it wouldn't be as interesting. We judge each other using the teachings of Christ and the teachings of our holy scriptures as a weapon. We ignore the parts where it says not to judge our brothers and sisters, to forgive 1,000,000 times, to love unconditionally as Christ loved us, as God loves us. But I think that's the hardest message to hear. God loves us. Even when we make mistakes, God loves us. Even when we falter, Christ loves us. Even when we feel that we are not worth loving, God loves us anyway. We are a broken people, walking around with broken hearts, living in a broken world. With so much brokenness in our lives, it's not hard to believe that to love as fully and as deeply as Christ loves us is a hard thing. And yet, even as we stumble and strive, we are still called to be bearers of that love, that we might bring healing to this broken world. And though our hearts might be shattered, every piece holds the bonding love of Christ. And in the light of that self-giving passion, our mended hearts can reflect that love to all who feel lost, all who feel lonely. And yes, we might be a broken people, but with God's help, with the love of each other, we can be made whole. Remember these words of Christ as you go into a world yearning for the deep love that Christ offers. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Christ chooses you. Christ loves you. He does so without judgment, without condition. Go and do likewise with all that you meet in this world. Amen.